Welcome to the Cosmic Business Breakthrough Podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Pallas, and this podcast is for soulful entrepreneurs who want to harness the cosmic power of astrology to elevate their message, unlock flow, and attract their best clients ever. Join me every week and get excited to discover how you can use the energy of the cosmos to get the business breakthrough you've been waiting for. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Today we are diving deep into how you can reflect on and upgrade your offers based on your big three, your sun, moon, and rising signs. So this is the way you can work with astrology again to help your offers become more attractive, not just to your ideal clients, but also to you and to what's going to feel best to you and for you to deliver. So the sun, moon, and rising in astrology are considered your big three. That's where the sun was when you were born, where the moon was when you were born, and the sign that was rising over the horizon at the time you were born. That's your rising sign. That means you need to know the time you were born and the place. These signs are what we think of as astrologers, as those pivotal points in the chart. That is going to show us your business identity through your sun sign and your rising sign, the way you emotionally connect and what you get emotional fulfillment from in your business, and your personal brand. The rising sign is often associated with the personal brand, how you present your persona in the world. So understanding these three big astrological placements can really enhance your offers. So let's talk about the sun sign first. The sun sign symbolizes your core essence, your vitality, what you're naturally good at, because it's where you're going in life. It is the mission, right? I've explained the sun sign before briefly, and I will do a whole sun sign episode soon. So stay tuned for that. But it's your guiding light, right? It's helping you figure out your purpose and your mission. And if you look to your sun sign, it can give you a lot of clues as to the legacy that you're trying to build in this lifetime. It can also show you some topics that are really core to your ego, core to your fundamental personality, and some themes that always come through, things that you never get tired of talking about, right? And also your strengths as they relate to business, you know, where your vitality comes from. The sun's energy is our vitality. So where does that vitality come from, and how can you tap into that more in what you're offering? So this is a great time, especially now. I'm recording this during Mercury retrograde. Always a great time to reflect on the themes that are going to align with your sun sign and with your personal passions, and to really do a bit of introspection on your sun sign qualities and what that might suggest for you when it comes to your passion themes, the things that you'll get you going, the things that you really want to offer in your business. Then you're going to look at your moon sign, and this is going to give you some insights into how to structure your offer. Right? Because the moon sign reflects your inner world. It is your emotional needs, your subconscious processing center. And it's also how you guide and nurture others. So this is going to help you understand the best approach for structuring your offer, especially when it comes to engagement and support. How much do you want to be involved in the delivery of this? How much support do you want to give the client? Is it a one-on-one offer, or is it a group offer, for example? Is it a membership? How does that work for you? What is it that you want to provide? Reflect on that nurturing aspect of your moon sign. So, does it lean towards a group program? Does it lean towards building a community? Maybe you have the moon in Aquarius, for example. That would really love building a community. If you have the moon in Scorpio, you might want to really have intimate containers. You might want to have one-on-one work. It doesn't mean that if you have the moon in Scorpio, you cannot have group offers. I don't want you to feel like that. I think every moon sign can have one-on-one group membership, however it works for you, because it's not just about your moon sign. But think about and feel into what you prefer, the way that you prefer to structure your offer. And consider the emotional journey that you want your clients to experience. So a Cancer moon might want this really deeply supportive and empathetic coaching journey. And that's also what a Cancer moon person would want from a coaching container. Like, you can see that the moon will also mirror to you the offers that you prefer to be in, or the way you prefer to be guided. So think about that. And of course, then we're talking about the rising sign, packaging your offer, presenting your offer, right? The rising sign is not only about the first impression that you create, your persona, your personal brand, but also how you naturally want to package and present your offers. So it's going to help guide the aesthetic tone, the delivery, and the format that's most going to appeal to you and potentially to your clients as well. So consider the characteristics of your rising sign as a guide for how you could be visually and structurally presenting your offers to the world. Think about the branding, the marketing of the offer, and the overall vibe of it. This is where we come back to, is it a high energy container? Is it an Aries rising, high energy, high impact, get in there and get it done kind of thing, and therefore visually really striking as well? Or is it more packaged? You know, I'm a Taurus rising. I tend to prefer things that are packaged in a very clear and methodical way, but also they have to be visually appealing. Like, there is a sense of that Venus coming through. They have to feel good. But I want things to feel also very solid and structured too. I'm one of those people, one of those annoying people that likes to read the whole sales page. Not everyone is like that. And I know my Aries rising clients will agree, or Aries dominant clients will agree, they don't need a whole sales page to make a decision because they're high action takers. And this can influence how you structure your offers as well. But it's got to feel good to you, but it's also got to appeal to your clients. And this is where, and I've talked about this on my customer research episode, which I will link to in the show notes, you've got to also consider your seventh house. So whenever you consider your rising sign, you've also got to consider your seventh house, because that's where your clients are. Your clients are going to present with qualities associated with your seventh house, the sign opposite your rising sign. That's your partnership sector and your client sector. So you've got to consider that, even though I'm a fast action taker, what are my clients like? What do they need? And I was having this conversation with a client just last week around, you know, her being an Aries rising and wanting fast paced, wanting the action to happen really quickly, but her clients having those Libran qualities, which is the opposite of needing to weigh the options and consider different angles, and they need a little bit more time. Again, this doesn't mean that your clients are all Librans. It means they present with these Libran type qualities. And so you've got to kind of incorporate that into your strategy as well, into the offers that you're creating. Consider your rising sign, but then consider the opposite sign too. Okay, if we can go back to the rising sign, if, for example, you're an Aries rising, you're wanting to highlight the impact of your program or your offer. So you want to be bold in your language. You want to be bold and action-oriented, straightforward. It's really promising something transformative with high energy and motivation. That's that Aries rising fire, right? If you're a Virgo rising, where you've got this kind of natural presentation of attention to detail and service, then you might be packaging your offer to reflect that more step-by-step guidance clients will receive. You're going to be very clean, very organized in your aesthetic, and have this kind of systemized for success approach. If we look at Libra rising, so if we're talking about the opposite sign to Aries as well, aesthetics are going to play a huge role in whatever you are building. And also, you're going to want to emphasize those other Libran qualities of harmony and balance and relationship to some extent. You know, how can you make your offer feel visually appealing, but also speak to creating that balance and harmony for your clients? So when it comes to bringing it all together, let's talk about bringing it all together. So we've talked about the sun, the moon, and the rising, and also we've talked about the seventh house or the sign opposite your rising. You're going to mold your offers to reflect what you're passionate about, the sun sign, with how you emotionally connect, the moon sign, and how you best present and package your services, the rising sign, and considering the seventh house as well. This is going to create this tailored approach to make sure that your offer is resonating deeply and standing out, because this is going to present the most authentic offer possible. So knowing these big three can help you build out a framework for developing offers that are profoundly aligned with who you are, right? So let's talk about an example here. So I use myself as an example all the time because that's the easiest way for me to demonstrate how this works. So as a Capricorn sun sign, I feel deeply connected and I feel really passionate that I can talk about business. I can talk about empire building. I can talk about all of these things and I feel really connected and able to create offers that help people build their businesses, right? This is a very Capricorn theme for me. So this is what I would look to for your sun sign as well. What is it that really brings you vitality and you can get passionate about? There are other aspects of your astrology chart that can also tell you these things, but the sun sign is quite powerful in showing us or in leading the way for us. So I know I want to talk about business. I know I want to talk about growing successful and sustainable businesses. That's very Capricorn. You know, it's not just growth at all costs. It's very much about growing something that will build over time and that you can have a legacy. You can create your own legacy, right? So I know I want to talk about that. That's got to be part of my offer. That's driving my offer. My moon sign is in Libra. So I know that I emotionally connect in one-on-one relationships, especially I know that for my business, I love having that one-on-one connection with clients. I love building in harmony and balance, and I love to connect through speaking and through words, which is another Libra or air sign thing. So that's going to play a big role in how I'm going to structure my offer. I'm going to think about, okay, what does my Libra moon sign want from an offer? I love one-on-one offers. I also love group, but the group to me needs to be an intimate, harmonious place. I don't feel super comfortable in big, unwieldy groups. And I'm saying unwieldy. They're not all unwieldy, but an Aquarius moon might feel much more comfortable organizing or offering something that isn't a big group. I enjoy smaller groups, and those are the kinds of offers that I like to be involved in, that I like to buy into, but also the kinds of offers that I like to put out there as well. Small groups where people can still get personalized one-on-one attention and I can build that relationship with them. So I know that that's important for my offers. Then I think about my rising sign. So I'm a Taurus rising. So I know whatever I'm building, my offers needs to be practical, needs to be methodical, needs to be in some way beautiful or feel good. Taurus is all about the senses and making things feel good. And that can be that they feel easy too. I love using and thinking about business in the frame of ease and flow. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be really enjoyable and pleasurable. And that's very Taurian, right? Let's find the pleasure in the business. So packaging that all up together, this is why I offer the sessions that I offer, the one-on-one sessions that I offer around building your business. I have a Cosmic Business Breakthrough session, which allows me to work one-on-one with clients in that Libra moon sense to develop their business. And it's packaged in that way of, you know, making things feel really good. And I can probably emphasize that even more in my marketing. I can amp that part of it up, that rising sign energy. But I know my seventh house is Scorpio, and I know my clients also want to go deep, and it's got to feel transformative to them. And that's why having that breakthrough, that deep transformative experience resonated so much with me in my offer. So that's something for you to consider for your offer as well. Does it feel aligned with your astrological profile? Could it be more aligned so it's more fun to deliver or more fun to offer or more successful when you put it out there into the world? So if you found this helpful in terms of creating your offers or restructuring your offers, I would love it if you could let me know in the comments or send me a message on Instagram. I also have some other great resources for you to check out, including last week's episode on supercharging your online launches with astrology. I've also got great episodes on copywriting and astrology and email marketing and astrology and working with things like Mercury retrograde to up-level your content game. Check those out. And of course, if you would like to join me for a one-on-one session where we dive deep into your astrology chart to work on your business and uncover these things for you to develop better offers, to develop better messaging and all of that good stuff, the link to book in with me is in the show notes or the description below. I would love to meet with you. This is what I love to do. And I know that when you connect more deeply with who you are via your astrology chart, your business just blows up. It just amplifies everything that you are doing. And you feel so affirmed and so much more powerful in whatever offer you are putting out there. So I would love to see you soon. Have an amazing week. Talk soon. Thanks for joining me on the Cosmic Business Breakthrough. If you'd like to learn more about what I do, head to sophiapalace.com or follow me at sophiapalace over on Instagram. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, I'd love for you to take a moment and review the show if you found it helpful and share it with a few friends. Thanks again, and I'll speak to you next time.